99.9 WTUZ. Well, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 6:10 on December the 11th. It's Eric McElroy in the morning along with my girl, Michelle Spring. She is back. Of course, your morning show and your morning drive, all powered by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. See more at sarshonofwaynesburg.com. And so happy you are waking up with us. So much going on this morning, too. Our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway will resume, where somebody will be taking home 100 bucks in cold, hard Christmas cash. That's right. That will go sometime this morning. Also this morning, tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star with the Not So Silent Night Tour. That's going to be up in Canton, not this Friday, but the 21st. So, of course, more tickets for that will be handed out as well. Remember, we did that a few weeks ago. We got another batch of them, and of course, we'll pass them out to some lucky listeners. So winners galore today. If you want to be a part of the show, it is easy. Call or text 330-339-9399. Same number, you can do both. Again, call or text. Also, don't forget, we're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Send an email, too, if you want, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. And yes, we're streaming all the time online at WTUZ.com. More of Your Kind of Country coming up next right here on Z Country 99.9. Just when you thought it was over, well, it isn't. Hey, that's Brooks and Dunn. Good morning. They're wishing you a Merry Christmas, as are we. We being Eric McElroy. And lordy, lordy, as I rub my eyeballs, do I see Michelle Spring over there? Missed you, friend.
Hi, friend.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We'll talk about your trip here in a moment. I see you did not bring back any warm weather. Shame on you. The one thing we asked of you.
Trust me, I would have, if I could.
All right. We'll get to all that in a moment. First, you do have our morning headlines for us.
I do.
Take it away.
The 2018 Northeast Region of the Ohio School Boards Association held an annual conference where the Tuskegee Valley School Board was recognized for their leadership. The board's five members, Chuck Knack, Sally Green, Amy Burrier, Susan Kaschak, and Dick Gooding, represent around 70 years of combined experience. At the conference, it was also announced that Mark Murphy was named as the 2018 Northeast Ohio Superintendent of the Year. In state headlines, police have charged three people with murder in connection to the death of a California man found buried under 20 pounds of concrete in Ohio. Cleveland.com reports police issued warrants for the three people, who range in ages from 22 to 26, on Saturday. The men are accused of shooting 41-year-old Nicholas Rowe, also known as Joshua Lucky, and burying him in the backyard of a vacant home in Cleveland. For more local and state headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or at WTUZ.com.
So the trip was well. Everything went nice, I hope, I suppose.
Yes, it was right. Lovely. It was beautiful and sunny. And
well, thanks for that. Thanks for depressing us all. How was it, your first trip away from
the babe?
From the babe, your little baby girl and everything else. How was that?
It was rough for the first day, but I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
Then you started drinking and having some adult time, and you're like, hey, this is not so bad.
It's not so bad.
I could do this more often.
No, the good thing about living in this generation is technology is pretty great. So we
love it.
FaceTimed quite often, and Chad was pretty good about sending me text messages and updates and stuff like that.
Yeah, how'd he do with you being gone?
Oh my gosh. You know what?
How is he?
I've said it before, and I'll say it till the day that I die. I was so blessed to marry a man that is so hardworking, and he's such a great father. So he was a single dad all weekend, and he did great.
Normally you complain about.
I know, right?
Hashtag single momming it up.
I know. But no, he did awesome. So
good.
He said when I got home last night, he's like, see, I can do it. I'm like, yeah.
Was he, did he say, all right, I'm clocking out, babe. You are now clocked in. There you go.
Pretty much. Shift change. He brought her upstairs. He's like, okay, you handle this. I got to go do some stuff. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I just got home.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, it was pretty great.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a nice trip. Did you see your mom down there?
I did.
Did you surprise her?
I did, and she was so excited.
Cool.
My mom lives in Florida, and she loves it, and she always talks about, it's so beautiful down here. How can you stand the cold? And I always rolled my eyes, and as I was down there, I'm like, now I get it.
Yeah. Now you understand.
Now I get it, yeah. So, I mean, it's like 70 degrees down there right now.
I feel like your mom streams all the time. I feel like I know your mom.
I know. She listens quite often.
Now, I actually am going to Florida in the summertime again.
Okay.
Will I be near her?
Where are you going again?
It's Madeira Beach.
I don't know.
Is south of Tampa.
Oh, yeah. My mom's right around in that area.
So?
So you'll have to hook up. I mean, not hook up, but like...
Oh, no, it's happening.
That came out wrong.
What's your mom's name?
Therese.
Yes. set up a little date or something.
Right. She came out to dinner with my friends and I, and I think she just enjoyed being around younger people. And
you know how much info I could get about you? Just by feeding your mother a few drinks?
You don't even need to do that. She'll just tell you.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of mothers, my mom lives in North Carolina. They got like 20 inches of snow in some parts.
Can you believe
that? Yes.
What?
This is unreal. This is unbeknownst to me. The airport in Charlotte Douglas International Airport, the sixth busiest airport in the nation. Of course, like over 500 flight delays from there and cancellations yesterday. This storm really from Georgia to West Virginia, but parts of North Carolina and Virginia got hit the hardest with snow, sleet, freezing rain. Like I said, some snowfall totals topping 20 inches, 200,000 folks without power. My mom's all right, though.
And they say global warming isn't a thing. Please.
I don't think... Don't get me on the global warming thing.
Oh, no.
It's just a weird thing. It's just a weird phenomenon that happens every now and again. Snow in southern states.
Yeah, I guess.
Snowed in southerners. My mom lives in Burgaw, North Carolina, which is like less than an hour from the coast. Near Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
But on Route 40 there in North Carolina, she lives right near Route 40, but on 40 near the Tennessee line. It's where they had all kinds of traffic accidents and pileups due to the weather. It was just nuts. Some of the pictures. I even saw, I think some truck ended up crashing that was carrying some pigs, and then the pigs got out and were wandering around the road, slipping all
Seriously?
Over the ice. It was a mess.
Oh, my. I saw some gators while I was down there.
Some gators?
Yes.
You better stay away from the gators, girl.
I know. And you know how I'm a chicken. I was like, get those away from me.
You don't want to be a chicken near a gator. Trust me.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Well, where'd you see him at? Just wandering, like walking to Walmart? Hey, there's a gator. No. Gator crossing.
No, it was actually this. We went putt-putting, and it was... like a feed the gator attraction, and I'm not kidding or exaggerating, there were probably 30 to 40 gators in this little area.
Wait, do they encourage you to feed the gators?
Yeah, you can buy food. You pay, like $6, and they give you gator food. I was dead.
Gator food?
Right? No, thank you. What is gator food? I don't know.
What is gator food?
It looked like, I don't know, did you ever dissect owl pellets in high school? Or middle school?
Yes, I did.
That's what it looked like.
When I went to Quail Hollow Camp as a youngster in the sixth grade, we got to do the owl pellets.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
and then right after that, we went to lunch.
That's disgusting. But that's what it kind of looked like when I saw them give us the food. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It probably actually is owl
it
pellets.
It might be.
You just did not know, nor did you want to ask.
No, mm-mm. I was staying near and clear from that.
Hey, we continue our morning quickies. A scary injury for Scary Spice. Did you hear this?
No, what happened?
Apparently, she had to have surgery from a severed hand. Really bad injury to her hand and broken ribs, too. She's not saying how she got hurt is Mel B, a.k.a. Scary Spice, but she's recovering from a hand injury and broken ribs. Again, not saying what happened or if it was an accident or exactly what went on. She went on social media to say she needed 3 hours of surgery to repair damage to her right hand. She said, She had to cancel a book signing. You know, it's hard to sign books without your right hand, especially if that's your dominant hand and all.
Right.
So hopefully she's all right. But the one thing that I'm concerned about is, will this injury, will this halt the Spice Girls reunion tour? That's the only thing we're worried about.
No.
Better not.
I doubt it. Although, now that you're talking about the Spice Girls, I want to sing the Spice Girls.
Well, ever since we got on that kick and we found out they were going on a big reunion tour, and then we often bring up NSYNC, will they ever, right? Yeah. I've been on an NSYNC
kick. I doubt it. If they go on an NSYNC tour, I will pass out. Legitimately.
Pass out.
I will hit the ground.
But no, ever since we've started having that discussion, I've been on an NSYNC kick where, I mean, just old songs. Bye, bye, bye. No strings attached album. That was all me.
Their Christmas album is my favorite this time of year. I'd say it's probably top two for me.
I love Christmas this time of year.
I know. No, their Christmas album. Oh, if I had to pick like a Christmas album, that's in my top. I'd say top three. Now I'll take it back. Three. No, you don't like their Christmas?
I mean, it's all right.
All right. It's classic for our generation.
It's classic, she
says. It is. Get real.
More classic than Dean Martin, maybe?
Well, no, but I'll say for our generation, like me, like the millennials, I think NSYNC Christmas, along with Mariah Carey Christmas, you can't beat that one.
God, you can't get away from that song during this time of year. Go to a Target or a Walmart if you want to hear that
any
song.
Any shopping center, you're going to hear that in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, come on. NSYNC has to be number one.
Well, what's their big one from that album?
Home for the Holidays.
Yeah, my wife. My wife likes that NSYNC Christmas album.
I like your wife.
You came. I love her too. You came back on a busy day today, Michelle.
All right.
It is a Tuesday, correct, Amando? Yes, indeed, it is. We have what we're calling the Papa John's Song of the Day, where you have a chance to win. Dinner on Us in Papa John's, of course. I give you the song, and then you have to listen for it with Shauna Berkey later on in the day. That song for today is Rich from Maren Morris. So when you hear it later on with Shauna Berkey, she'll give you all the details on how to win Papa John's pizza via our Papa John's Song of the Day. Also, I have tickets to hand out for somebody to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star in Canton, the Not So Silent Night Tour. And also, Michelle, I do believe we may play a little 5-second rule in the 8 o'clock hour.
Is that like a welcome back present?
It is for you.
Yay!
Of course, it's our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway presented by Sarsho and Ford of Waynesburg in the 8 o'clock hour. Somebody's winning $100 in cold, hard cash. I've seen these Benjis, by the way, these $100 bills. They're nice and crisp, like they've never been used.
Oh, jeez.
They're lovely.
It's all about the Benjamins.
It's really what it all has come down to. Benjamins and Facebook likes in this world.
Yeah,
all right, Michelle, thanks. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Hey, Dean Martin's daughter, Dina Martin, had to go in Fox and Friends and defend her dad's song, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh,
it's,
Lord.
It's the world we live in now.
She does not need to defend that song.
Not only the Cleveland radio station star or whatever, they banned it. I guess a station in, maybe Georgia. They made news that they banned it as well, which is just blasphemy. Here is, though, Dean Martin's daughter, a little bit of what she had to say on Fox and Friends.
Are you surprised the song your dad loves so much is creating so much?
Hold on, is that the dude? Is that the dude who is with Trump on the bus?
No.
Grab her by the. That's not him.
No, he doesn't work anymore.
But I thought Fox hired him. What's his name? Chris Cuomo? Was that his name or no?
No, well, the guy on the bus was Billy Bush.
You're right, but okay. Who's Chris Cuomo?
He's on CNN.
Okay. Getting my Bushes and Cuomos mixed up here.
Yes, you
are. Let me start.
Are you surprised the song your dad loves so much is creating so much uproar?
I was absolutely flabbergasted. It's just insane. When I heard it, and I said, this can't possibly be. You know, it's a sweet, flirty, fun holiday song that, well, it's been around for 50 years for my dad. You know, he did it in 59. But when I saw it, I tweeted, I think this is crazy. What do you think? And then all of a sudden it went viral.
And more people were for it.
They were saying this is madness. You know, we've gone insane now.
Well, there were a number of radio stations that said it's problematic. I think the Denver station has resumed playing it.
Yeah, well, the outrage has been so spectacular.
Colorado, that's what it was.
I think they did 10,000 a vote, and 90.
Can she even talk? What is a 10,000 vote?
83% were for it. Because it's just a sweet, fun song.
Yeah, it is it's a flirtatious song. We all know that. But if you're going to go by that, then every song that we play should be banned. But I just think it's funny she had to go on Fox and Friends and defend the whole thing.
It's all so silly. We have become this generation, and we've become a society where we're just so easily offended. I mean, get a grip, right? It's a classic holiday song. It's not meant to be anything in malice at all.
Could you imagine if Dean Martin were still alive?
Oh my gosh, he's probably rolling over in his grave right now.
I'm still trying to figure out who the guy is at the beginning of that interview, the Fox and Friends guy.
I don't know who it might be.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know it's not Tucker. That's not Tucker Carlson. But anyway.
I'm not sure.
Hey, we've heard of bacon vending machines, right? Those
yes.
are a thing. Aren't those a thing now?
That is a thing.
What about rat vending machines?
I'm sorry,
yeah,
say that again?
I said rat vending machines. You hear about this when you were there in Florida?
Did not.
Delray Beach, a local high school, Atlantic Community High School. Apparently, there's some video that's gone viral. An 11th grader shows a rat crawling amongst, the Kit Kat bars, the bags of chips right there in a school's vending machine. The video, aired then by a local news station, sees the brown rat, as large as a snack-sized bag of chips, just wandering around. And, of course, folks probably not getting their snacks because the rats, as soon as it comes through the claw, the rats, I'm sure, snagging it and eating your snack right in front of you, mocking you.
That's disgusting.
But how does a rat get up in a vending machine? Well, I mean, it's probably quite easy, right? Just right through the slot and right up.
Okay, great.
The easy way. I mean, the way we all try to stick our arm up and grab snacks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably how the rat got up in there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rats are gross. Like, rats and mice. Well, rats are worse.
You ever
than
seen
mice.
A rat?
Yes.
You've seen a full blown rat.
Yeah, they're.
I mean,
gross.
It's different than a mouse.
Yeah, they're fatter. They're longer. They're bigger. They, bleh. They're disgusting.
Tail's nice and long for you.
Thank you. Mm-mm. Now I'm gonna have the heebie jeebies and I'm gonna be paranoid, looking around the ground.
Wonder how much that rat would cost though in the vending machine? Probably more than anything else, right? And I'll take the rat, please. Anyone got an extra quarter? I want the rat.
So gross.
Hey, recent study time. Been a while since we had a recent study. It has to do with social media. Now, folks, get their news. The folks at Pew, it is, that's how you say it, right? P-E-W, the Pew Research Center.
Sure.
The survey says Americans today more likely to get news from social media websites than anywhere else. Newspapers in particular, the study came out yesterday. 20% of Americans cited social media as a frequent news source compared to 16% of those crediting newspapers. Now, it's something we probably already knew, but this study, I guess, kind of confirms it. Sites like Facebook and Twitter, Pew says, outpacing newspapers. Back in 91, which is going back a ways, 56% of Americans said newspapers were the way they received their news on a daily basis. Of
right.
course, the other, I mean, back then in 91, what else? Newspaper, TV, radio? It's pretty much it, right? How else are you going to get your news back in 91?
Right.
That's pre-internet, pretty much. Get your news by carrier pigeon. The British are coming! The British are coming. The survey also found that 81% of people, 65 and up, often get their news from TV. Not so much social media.
I don't know. I think I do a little bit of both.
Listen, we all know Twitter. Twitter's great for the news, right?
Yes.
Sports news, breaking news, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is there to vent about that news.
Facebook is more opinionated news.
Exactly. If you want to go on there and vent in more than 280 characters or whatever, you can do that.
Right.
But that's what I found Twitter great for, is for the breaking news and to
right.
just quick little jabs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm watching a Browns game or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Facebook, I don't know if I would get my news from Facebook.
No. I mean, come on.
I mean, let's be smart.
Like I said, that's where people go to vent about.
Right.
About what they're upset about. What you see on Twitter makes you mad, and then you go to Facebook, then vent. Hey, also, another recent study, people like prizes.
Do they?
They do.
What kind of prizes?
Well, concert tickets.
Ooh.
Really what I'm speaking of now. If you want to go see Phil Vassar and Lone Star, the Not So Silent Night Tour. By the way, thanks to Sar Shone for handing out these tickets, by the way. If you want to go see this show, which is next week on Friday, the 21st, up at the Palace Theater or the Theater, well, I have two tickets for you. Be the lucky texter. The keyword is Christmas. How appropriate for this Christmas tour with Phil Vassar and Lone Star. Again, keyword Christmas, and we'll find a winner at random. Include your name. It'll help solve a lot of things and questions that have to be asked. Again, the Not So Silent Night Tour, Canton, next week. You want to go? Christmas to 330-339-9399. I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to mention it again. It's a Papa John's Tuesday. Our Papa John's song of the day, when you hear it, with Shauna Berkey. Sometime later on this afternoon, I do believe in the 3 o'clock hour, she's going to play the song Rich from Maren Morris. When you hear that song later, again, with our very own Shauna Berkey, that's your cue to either call or text. She'll fill you in on how to win dinner from Papa John's, two medium, two topping pizzas and a 2-liter dinner indeed from your local Papa John's of Yorksville and New Philadelphia. It's our Papa John's song of the day. But what we have right now is a little 5-second rule, and someone's excited, as you can tell.
It's my favorite game.
What we're going to do is open up the phone lines, 330-339-9399. 5-second rule in order to win our 12 days of Christmas giveaway, which is $100 in cold hard cash, courtesy of Sar Shone Ford of Waynesburg. SarShoneOfWaynesburg.com to see more. Again, 330-339-9399. You have to be able to play a little 5-second rule. Before we open up the phone lines, I guess Time Magazine naming their Person of the Year today.
Yeah,
is that what I hear?
It, have they announced it yet?
I don't think so. I know Donald Trump is up there as a nominee. They say Meghan Markle is up there. The separated families down there at the border is another one that's in the mix. You know, last year were the silence breakers, all the women speaking out against, the whole Me Too movement and everything,
mm-hmm.
speaking out against, sexual violence in the workplace and everything else.
Right. So, they said it can be either for a good reason or for a bad reason.
I guess
this person is picked.
I guess I heard Taylor Swift was in the mix,
I know,
too,
that's a weird one, because I don't think she was that relevant this year?
Yeah.
Is that terrible to say?
Anyway, see, Google that. Just Time Person of the Year. See if they named it yet.
Okay,
I will let you. Make sure we're not late on that. Hey, again, 330-339-9399, 5-second rule. We're going to play in order to win our 12 days of Christmas giveaway, $100 in cold, hard cash. Caller, who's this? You're live on the radio.
Hi, this is Denise.
Denise, where are you calling from?
Sugar Creek.
Denise from Sugar Creek. All right, you could use $100, right, Denise?
I sure can.
All right, as long as you haven't won anything within 30 days, your name does not sound familiar, though. Michelle, they haven't made a selection yet, Time Person of the Year, have they?
Yes.
They did? Hold on. They did?
Names a group of journalists. It calls The Guardians as its 2018 Person of the Year.
The Guardians? The Guardians of the Galaxy?
Referring to individuals who have taken great risks in pursuing the truth.
So journalists.
The journalists include Jamal Khashoggi.
I don't need names. Are they like with Nat? Are they with people
One,
we would
two,
know?
One, two, three, four, no. And the staff of the Capital Gazette, remember that newspaper that, what city was that in? Baltimore, Maryland, maybe? Washington? I cannot remember. Remember Capital Gazette? They were, there was some guy went in there and started shooting journalists.
Oh, yes, yeah. Okay.
Yes, I cannot remember where that was.
It's all good. Well, yeah, as long as we have it. So journalists, basically.
Yeah, right? The Guardians, this okay. group of journalists.
Oh, yes. Those, that group in particular.
Yes.
All right, very
the,
nice.
In the Gazette, that Capital Gazette. I'm going to find out where the Gazette is because it's going to drive
me. Is that going to bother you?
Yes. It is Maryland. Good job. Annapolis.
Good call, Michelle.
Thanks.
Home to the Annapolis.
Or Terrapins.
I don't mean the college football team, but militaries.
Oh.
Army or the Navy? One of the
Navy,
two.
Navy, but good job.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Anyway, I think we still have Denise there, right?
Hi, Denise.
Did we bore you to death? Did you hang up? Okay, sorry. We're going to play 5-second rule. You know how it's played? Do you need an example?
I think I know how it's played.
You know how it's played? Good deal. All right. Yeah. Of course, 5-second rule. Ellen DeGeneres stole this game from me before that, long before I borrowed this game from where I used to work. They won't miss it. And, of course, we can have fun now. Denise, all right, here I go. I'm going to ask you a question. There could be a multitude of different answers. Within 5 seconds, you need to provide 3 answers to said question, okay?
Okay.
All right, Denise.
Okay.
The first one, you have to answer 2 in a row to win $100 from Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg in our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. Denise, the first question is, in 5 seconds, Denise, name for me 3 things to do if the power goes out. Go.
Sleep, go for a ride, and play a board.
You're a little too late. You got it within about 6.5 seconds, Denise.
Aww.
Thanks, Denise. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Hey, sorry.
Bye.
Give a few others a chance, and then Denise, if you want to try again, in the spirit of the holiday season, I guess you can try again. So there you go. There's a lot of things you can do if the power goes out. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few things I will not mention. 330-339-9399, 5-second rule. If you want $100 in cold, hard cash with our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway, caller, you're live. Who's this?
Carlina.
You said who again?
Carlina.
Carlina, hey, you just won something recently, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Hey, I'm going to have to ban you. Not ban you, but we got to let somebody else win. It hasn't been beyond 30 days. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I appreciate you listening. All righty. Listen, I have a mind like a steel trap, and I know these things.
No, I remembered that name.
Yeah.
From the last time.
I think she won Arby's or something, right?
Something fun.
Think so.
That's okay.
Hey, it happens.
It happens.
Yeah, you got to give 30 days. Right. Or give me a fake name, so I don't know. You know what I mean? Caller, you're live. Who's this? Caller, you're live and seemingly driving, I think. Who's this? You're live. Going once, going twice. All right. We're off to a roaring, rip-roaring start. Rip-roaring. If you want to play 5-second rule, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
100. But only thing that's on the line is $100. Could you use 100 bucks? Around
yes,
the holiday season.
Everybody could, right? Regardless if it's the holidays or not.
Mm-hmm. I know Jennifer Mitchell Booth has won, David McConnell, Larry Peterson, a couple of others have been in the mix as well. Caller, who's this?
Alicia Blackwell.
Alicia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Where are you calling from?
Sherrodsville.
All right, Sherrodsville, eh? Hey, you want to play 5-second rule?
Sure.
All right, $100 on the line. You have to answer 2 questions correct. In a row in order to win with our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. I hope you know how it's played. Here we go. Within 5 seconds, name for me 3 things you might find in a junk drawer. Go.
Charging cords, pens, and bread wrappers.
Ooh,
yes, that's a good answer.
The phone charger was a good one.
Ties is a good one.
Yeah, you came in just at the last second. The little twist ties also
yes.
for maybe a garbage
yes.
bag or something.
Yes.
Exactly.
That is good.
Good call, Alicia. Okay, you have one down, one more to go in order to win $100 courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg in the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. So no pressure at all.
Should I do an easy one or should I do a hard one? Or should
yeah,
I do
an easy one.
Michelle, we always cross this bridge here.
I know, because I always get nervous.
You know, 100 bucks
that.
Is on the line. You got to give her a tough one.
Oh, okay.
That's just me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, he told me to give you a hard one, so I'm going to pray that you get this right.
I hope so.
In 5 seconds, name for me three celebrity couples that have broken up.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. You're really...
you can say it. Yeah. You can go ahead. I know.
I know. Hey, listen.
I didn't want to give you the hard one.
Was mean.
I know. I'm sorry.
Listen, if you would have spit one out right after Brad and Angelina, because you got tongue-tied, if you would have said one right after that, I would have been a little lenient with the time, because that is a tough one to try and spit all those names out.
Eric,
that was a hard one.
Now I feel bad.
Well, Michelle, don't blame me. Alicia, don't blame me. Blame yourselves, ladies.
I'm sorry.
Alicia, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. If you can get back in later after somebody else is a failure, then
I feel bad.
It's all right.
It's all your fault.
We're going to continue to play, but we have to take a break. Babbling Brook is right around the corner. You're a kind of country right here and online at WTUZ.com. It's Jack Ingram. Maybe she'll get lonely. Hey, Babbling Brook is here.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning,
morning.
To you.
Morning.
Hey, we have Cindy on the line, so we will get to Z News.
Okay.
Quickly.
Good. Oh, you want me to do that first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sure. All right, in this day in history, we have some space news. 1972, Apollo 17's lunar module landed on the moon with astronauts Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt aboard. They became They became the last two men to date to step onto the lunar surface.
If your name's Harrison Schmitt, you better be an astronaut or a physicist or chemist or something.
There you go. 1980, Magnum P.I. starring Tom Selleck premiered on CBS.
That mustache, though.
Oh, yeah. 1992, former talk show host Johnny Carson received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And then in 2015, Pamela Anderson was featured on the cover of the final Playboy magazine to feature nudity.
You know, I think they have since gone back to nudity, right?
I have no idea. I don't get that magazine.
I thought Kyle did, to be honest with you. So I think they have since went back, but I don't know. What do I know? I get it for the articles, right?
Isn't that what they say? Yeah.
All right.
So. Holidays for today. It's National App Day. It's National Noodle Ring Day.
Noodle Ring.
And International Mountain Day. On TV today, Martina McBride. She'll be on Live with Kelly and Ryan. The Conners will be on at 8. The Voice. We on at 8, Blackish on at 9. Nicole Kidman in Smashing Pumpkins. That's exciting for me.
Hey there.
Yeah, is on Jimmy Kimmel. Jennifer Lopez will be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And then Ellen DeGeneres, again, will be on another show with James Corden.
I think she's plugging her new Game of Games, which is coming back.
I was wondering what that was all about. Okay. In country news, with performances on the Christmas and Rockefeller Center tree lighting special and the Wonderful World of Disney magical holiday celebration already under his belt this season, Brett Eldridge will continue to glow, which is actually his Christmas album title on the Today Show on the 13th. And then he's also set to perform on Disney Parks' Magical Christmas Day Parade, which is actually on Christmas Day.
He'll be working on Christmas Day.
Yes. And then another news, Imagine Dragons, they're going to be playing the halftime show at the college football playoff championship game.
That's in California this year, isn't it?
It is. Santa Clara.
So it's...
On the 7th.
It's Alabama v. Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
What's the other one?
Clemson, Notre Dame.
Clemson, Notre Dame. There you go. Those are the semifinals, and the winners of those will play in that game you just spoke of.
That's right.
I think Michelle's still hanging around, and I do believe our caller's still hanging around. Her name is Cindy. She wants to play 5 Second Rule. Cindy, are you still there, my dear? Thanks for sticking around.
Thank you. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Hey, we're going to play 5 Second Rule. I'm assuming you know how it's played, right?
Yep.
Indeed. All right, here we go. I give you the question. Within 5 seconds, you have to provide for me 3 answers. There could be, you know, obviously more than 3 answers that are correct. But first, here we go. Cindy, Fermi, within 5 seconds, can you name three things a doctor does to you at his or her office? Go.
Checks your heart. Checks your breathing. Looks in your eyes.
There you go. Thank good you. Call.
Oh, good job.
Oh, she's going to keep going.
Keep going.
Turn your head and cough, Cindy. Yeah. Right? Is that, that's also...
I'm not sure that applies to Cindy.
Sorry. All right. There, you got one correct. You have to get one more,
that's
Cindy,
hilarious.
In order to win $100 in cold hard cash. It's our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway presented by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Michelle.
Yes.
Has your question, Cindy.
I do. Cindy, okay. Name for me three female country singers.
Carrie Underwood, Lauren Elena, and Miranda Lambert.
Good job.
Michelle,
good.
Could you have picked an easier... an easier
you
question.
You made me feel bad about Alicia, so now I'm like redemption.
Cindy, you better thank your girl now, Michelle Spring, because you just won $100. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's a nice, crisp $100 bill, courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. We want to thank them, of course. Cindy, listen, Merry Christmas to you and yours, all right?
Oh, thank you, and the same to all of you and all of the listening area.
Nice, very nice. Cindy, thank you very much. Of course, you are a winner, $100 right in your pocket. How about that? Brooke, we know this is your favorite game, right?
No,
Babbling Brooke.
You're not asking me anything because I'm not answering. Nope.
No, Brooke, it's an easy one. It's Christmas themed.
No.
Get your mind on Christmas, all right? Are you not going to get in the spirit?
Not now.
All right.
I'll do it. No. Michelle can do it.
Michelle, in 5 seconds for me, name three reindeer. Go.
Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph.
Good job.
I always try to know those names and try to get the song in my head, and I can never do it.
I forgot the song right there.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of it right.
There's Dasher, Dancer, Pricks, Vixen, right?
Did I say
Prixen?
It's Prancer.
Prancer?
Yeah, I'm trying to sing the song in my head. And
right, I blanked.
Well, I just tried to sing it out loud, and I blanked. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, congrats again to Cindy. She's $100 richer. Tomorrow, Shauna Berkey will have your chance to win $100 with the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. Thanks, gals. Yeah, it's been lost. Kane Brown, Lose It, 99.9 WTUZ. That's it for me today, wrapping things up. Congrats to our winners. Boy, oh boy, did we have a bunch of them. Dakota Kopp, our daily birthday winner. Also, Adriana Whiteman, earlier this morning, took home tickets to see Phil Vassar and Lone Star up in Canton. And then Cindy Felgenhauer, last hour, kind of rhymes, won $100. And our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway, courtesy of Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Another big day of winners here in Z Country. Of course, we love making winners out of all you losers. I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to say that. But of course, the 12 Days of Christmas giveaway will resume tomorrow with Shauna Berkey. Speaking of Shauna, one more reminder, Papa John's Song of the Day. When you hear Rich from Maren Morris during Shauna Berkey's air shift, later between 3 and 6, I think she does it in the 3 o'clock hour. That's your chance to win some Papa John's pizza, dinner on us, and Papa John's. For Michelle Spring, who is back today, nice to have her back. I'm Eric McElroy. If you missed anything, head over to the podcast section at WTUZ.com. We'll see what happens tomorrow on a hump day. Get in touch with us after hours on social media, also WTUZ.com for everything else, the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening, our streaming services, chances to win and save money every now and again. Also, links to our social media accounts are up there as well at 99.9 FM, WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until tomorrow, have a great one, Z Country.
WTUZ.